Bickley and Marotta want to know, who would you start, sit or cut?
I'm very interested, and I think I speak for you, Bick.
Mm-hmm.
Very interested to see what Jarrett and his mind have come up with this week.
I was told to be a little more out
wacky,
there.
Yeah.
Wacky, so I have taken that to heart.
I would like to rescind my last statement.
But I do want to start with sort of just a regular one here, just to start with.
Okay.
Because we were talking about Larry Fitzgerald earlier and what we would feel if he went to Tampa. Okay? So start, sit, cut how you would feel if he went to Tampa.
Okay.
Anger, sadness, contentment.
Okay. I will start sadness, sit contentment, cut anger.
I think that is the correct order. I wouldn't be 100% content with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the right word, but it's...
There'd be a level of it. Like, hey, good for him. But the fact that he'd be wearing another uniform and doing it somewhere else would be Trump... That would be more sadness than that. So that is the correct order. Sadness, start... Sit contentment, cut anger.
Okay. We talked about Chris Paul and his...
Unless he went like full Simeon Rice and called Arizona the armpit of the NFL on his way out of the...
Well, to me, that's...
Or retired with a Tampa Bay Buccaneers cap in the Hall of Fame.
See, that's the whole thing to me, is that after he makes his decision, his explanation of why he made the decision. Because if it comes out that the Cardinals never made him an offer, didn't want him to come back... If it comes out that he just felt, you know, he feels like they have a better chance to win because he doesn't think the Cardinals can win right now, all that stuff has an impact on how the fans will react. All right, we had Chris Paul, the greatness of Chris Paul, MVP odds, all that stuff talking about. So start, sit, cut. Chris Paul, Mrs. Paul's fish sticks, Paul Rudd. How much you enjoy all of them.
Starting Chris Paul, sitting Paul Rudd, huge fan, seems like a great guy. Think we'd be fast friends.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Paul fish sticks are getting the axe.
Were you a fish stick guy even when you were a kid, younger?
I was forced to, because that's what my mom would make for dinner sometimes.
Really?
On those nights where there just wasn't a lot of time to cook. And I've never been... Okay, I'm not a fish guy.
It's, yeah, you and me both.
Fish sticks are just not an adult food, it feels like. Like, when was the last time you've had one?
Probably when I was 8.
Yeah.
He's got the right order. Starting Chris Paul, sitting Paul Rudd, cutting Mrs. Paul's fish sticks.
Okay. Since we were just talking about being younger, I want you to start, sit, cut the best time to be in school.
Okay.
Start, sit, cut elementary school, high school, college.
I will start college, sit high school, cut elementary school.
I'm going in the exact opposite order.
So that's a good question.
I'm starting elementary, I'm sitting high school, and I'm cutting college. And most of it's my fault. Again, I did college,
I did it wrong.
I needed an instruction manual, and I didn't have one.
First college class that I attended, I'm like, wait a minute, I can bring a candy bar in here, and I can eat in class? Wow, this is interesting.
I can chew gum. I can sleep.
I don't have to go?
Right.
I'm going to choose that option.
That's pretty cool.
That was part of my process of doing college wrong, by the way, was having that freedom.
See,
Not good.
I would rank college first, elementary school second, high school third. High school was the worst to me. But I moved across the country in the middle of high school.
That would be rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Switching schools, especially in a different... I mean...
Yeah, I switched schools in eighth grade, and it was by far the worst year of my life. By far.
Yeah, that's really...
Talk about it?
No.
It's really... But it's for real, though. Those are your formative years, and you grow up with a group of friends, especially when you're like just going into like teenage... Ness,
mm-hmm.
Teenageness. I'm not sure if that's the right word.
It certainly is not the right word.
Okay,
no.
This mark. This week marks the anniversary of William Shakespeare's birthday. Okay. And William Shakespeare's death.
Happy birthday, and sorry you're gone, Bill.
He would have been 450.
Way ahead of his
457,
time.
457, if he only would have been alive today. So we're looking at great William Shakespeare.
Okay.
Start, sit,
William
cut.
What?
William
Oh, okay.
So start, sit, cut. William Shakespeare. William Shatner. William Tecumseh Sherman. Great Civil War general for the Union.
Dick, you asked for this, man.
This is what you asked.
But this is what I like. I like this stuff.
I'm starting Shakespeare, I'm sitting Shatner, and I'm cutting Sherman.
I had one of these great, great afternoons sitting in Shakespeare's original pub in London one day. I just kind of felt like this is where I'm supposed to be. In Bill Shakespeare's pub with a big, tall beer. Right? In that whole writer vibe. Starting Shakespeare, sitting William Shatner, cutting
Sherman, both of you.
William Tecumseh Sherman.
What was the name of the, was it just Shakespeare's pub?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was it just named after him?
Or no.
Was there a connection?
It was his pub. Back in the day, he actually built a playhouse in the back of it.
Yeah.
So he had this idea, you know what, I'm not just going to write these plays, I'm going to produce them. And so he built the stage out back of the pub, and then he decided to bring real fireworks and things to make it more lifelike and burn the place down.
When you were there, I got to ask the question.
Yeah.
Did they have the Suns game on?
No, but I did watch the Arizona Cardinals from Beijing, China once. That was cool.
I never liked Shakespeare, and probably because I'm just too simple to understand the language, but I never could. I had to read a bunch of those plays in high school and never got. Maybe that's another reason why I didn't like high school. Today, National Cheddar Fries Day.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Type of French fries. Start, sit, cut. Cheddar fries.
Mm-hmm.
Chili fries. Regular plain French fries with just like ketchup.
Okay. See, now you're missing a key one. Garlic fries.
Okay, garlic fries.
I'm starting garlic fries.
Wait, which one are you replacing? Regular fries?
Regular
with
fries,
ketchup?
Yeah. That's
yeah,
place.
Yeah, yeah.
Garlic fries.
Yeah, garlic fries.
San Francisco Giants, famous for them.
Right, exactly. I'm sitting. Cheddar. What are cheddar fries?
With like melted cheese on top.
Okay.
You know, like poutine?
Yeah, like poutine.
But without the gravy.
Right, but they don't use cheddar in poutine.
No, it's cheese curds.
It's cheese
curds.
Oh, that's true.
Poutine's
cheddar fries
completely different.
So, like nacho cheese, like you would have on like movie theater nachos.
I'll sit chili fries, cut cheddar fries.
I'm starting garlic fries, sitting cheddar, cutting chili.
Okay.
Not that they're bad.
Chili. Cheddar.
Garlic.
Pizza.
All right, last one here. Today, on this day 5 years ago, Prince died.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago already. That is something else. Okay. Best performers. Start, sit, cut. Prince. Queen. Elvis, the king of
rock
and roll.
I like that.
Three of the all-time great
performers. Go ahead, Vinny.
Whether you like their music or not.
Oh, that's so hard. I'm just going in order of my fandom of each.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting Prince, sitting Queen, cutting the King.
Yeah, that's the order. Starting Prince, man, I miss him. There are two people who have left us. There have been a lot of people who have left us recently. The two that I really miss for their creative energy, Prince and Robin Williams. I am starting Prince, sitting Queen, cutting Elvis.
Well, that would be a hell of a collaboration, Prince and Robin Williams.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
There you go.
We learned something today.
Yeah? I doubt that. But
Jarrett needs a kick in the butt every once in a while.
Yes.
Okay, I'm hearing the In-N-Out cheese fries are the bomb.
Oh, his sources are contacting him right now.
They am, yes, I am.
From a source.
This is what I do. These are my kind of sources.
Poutine trumps all, by the way.
I've never had, like, authentic poutine. I've never been to Canada. But
you don't have to be in Canada to have poutine.
Oh, I know, but like the authentic kind with like the cheese. That's why I was a little off on that.
They don't have
cheese curds. Jared. They're authentic wherever you get them.
No, but I've only had it with like melted like nacho cheese.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
You need to get some garlic fries.